Giants play the Redskins on Thanksgiving. It's time for Extra Point, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. All right, so Ben McAdoo has this big film session, and it obviously paid dividends. He hit the right notes with his football team.
Look, you got to give the guy credit, Howard, right? You know, I talked to Landon Collins. Landon Collins said he put three of my plays up there. And I said, I didn't like that. I didn't like seeing it. I didn't appreciate it. He goes out and has maybe his best game. The only person who had more in that film session, that brutally honest film session, Janoris Jenkins, four plays. He comes up with a pick, almost a game-winning pick. Mm-hmm. He plays well. So, mission accomplished.
I think it's mission accomplished, but you got to remember that we've done things like that for years with our teams. Parcells did it. I think Dan Reeves did it. When your season's going crazy and things aren't working for you, you put up a film and you let your teammates see what's happening because you're playing for each other as much as you're playing for anything else, and that's why you see guys really showing up.
All right, so there have been numerous players that have played right tackle for the Giants this year. Obviously, Justin Pugh has been banged up. Bobby Hart's been in and out of the lineup. So an undrafted free agent, Chad Wheeler, out of USC, gets the start last week and held up pretty well.
The sound of silence, right, Howard? You didn't hear his name called for penalties, and you didn't hear his name called for, oh, look at that turnstile. He just got beat by Justin Houston. Mm-hmm. The less said about him, the better. I thought he was okay. Look, now they were smart. They put a tight end on him almost every play, mm-hmm. not letting him go alone. But look, one game, it was good.
Well, I thought he was going to be a good player the whole time. Yeah. I was waiting for him to get an opportunity to play. Didn't realize it was going to take this long and didn't realize that the offensive line would be in such flux the entire season with all these injuries that he would have to get in the game and play. But when he got in, like you said, silence is something special when you're talking about offensive linemen.
And he was a star. He started 45 games at USC at a big-time program. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing, he looks like a right tackle.
Yes.
So this Giants defense, which was much ballyhooed coming into the season, has not had a good year. But they showed the form of last year on Sunday. Where has it been?
Well, you know what? If you can get 25-mile-an-hour winds, it helps. It helps. You know, there's no question it helped against a quarterback like Alex Smith, who's not a real lethal thrower, mm-hmm. especially with his arm okay. strength. But the defense was there. And you know what? This is inspired. This is smart. This is the way they have to play. That's the big mystery of this year. Where was this?
I think what happened was that I think they came into the season thinking that they were a top-ranked yeah. defense. I think they came into the season thinking they're going to be great. And all of a sudden, this late in the season, they see a film of themselves and they realize, like, holy smokes, we're playing bad. And they picked it up.
Yeah, they certainly did. So the big question is, we always hear guys complain about Thursday night games. But they never seem to complain when it's Thanksgiving. It has a little different panache to it. It's still Thursday, the last time I checked. The Giants are coming off a home overtime win against Kansas City. The Redskins are coming off an overtime loss, a heartbreaker, in New Orleans. Even though Washington is home on Thanksgiving night, does that still give them the edge?
I think any team at home ever on Thanksgiving has the edge. Now, this is not a long trip. This is a really short trip, which is good. But the Giants did play an overtime game. And I think, Howard, the Giants expended a tremendous amount of emotional energy in this game. This, you know, Eli Manning gave a fiery speech before it. I mean, you know, this was mm-hmm. a game they thought they had to win for their home fans. So it'll be interesting to see on a short week if they have that emotional anything in reserve.
Really. I think they're going to have it in reserve. I think they're going to kind of build off of it. The problem is it's a short week and your body just doesn't heal up. It's a little harder. Even though it's Thanksgiving, you know, we got guys banged up all over the field and you just can't get them back on the field in time. That's what's going to be the big issue.
Washington lost one of their best weapons yep. last week, Chris yep. Thompson. And they, speaking of emotion, they blew a 15-point lead with 6 minutes to go in losing to the Saints.
It's the classic thing. Look, it's, you know, you say you want to build off momentum. This is really quick. It's only a few days later. Mm-hmm. So the Giants have it. The Redskins don't. Maybe that helps the Giants.
Paul, we appreciate it as always here on Extra Point.